Hi, it's Mark Zinkowitz. I'm at the National Association of Plant Breeders annual meeting in Guelph, Ontario. I sat down with Aaron Carter this morning. He's the director of the Washington State University Winter Wheat Breeding Program. He talked to me about why he likes to be a mentor to young plant breeders and what a 69 Corvette Stingray has to do with his plant breeding career. Here's our chat.
So my name's Aaron Carter. I work at Washington State University. I'm the winter wheat breeder there. And so, my program really focuses on developing winter wheat varieties for the state of Washington and the surrounding Pacific Northwest. So we have a very applied program. Like I say, our goal is really to develop new varieties. And then the research that we do is really targeted to fit right into our breeding program. So all the research that we do, you know, I like to have it a direct effect on the breeding program to either increase our efficiency or, you know, give us more knowledge about how to develop new varieties, new methodologies, new, you know, tools in the toolbox that we can use to do that. So it's kind of that combination program, but really our end goal is the variety development.
The 69 Corvette Stingray, can you explain to me what that has to do with your plant breeding career?
Yeah, I mean, like everybody, you get started in your career one way or another. And so that 69 Stingray Corvette, it is a fun story. My high school ag teacher had one and would let his favorite senior take it to senior prom. And so when I was a freshman in high school, I thought, well, if I'm going to become the favorite senior of my ag teacher, I need to start taking some ag classes. And up till then, I didn't come from an ag background, you know, not really associated with agriculture. And so that really kind of sparked my interest in agriculture. I had always liked science. And so once I started playing around with plants and kind of incorporating that science knowledge and asking different questions to the plant side of it, I really became interested in plant science. And so that was kind of the start of that process of, you know, kind of trying to figure out what you want to do with the rest of your life.
You're one of the mentors for the Borlaug Scholars Program. Why did you want to mentor a young plant breeder, and why is it important for you to be a part of that program?
Yeah, so a lot of it goes to paying it forward. You know, as I look back on my career, my high school ag teacher was a good mentor, kind of let me explore and really just play around with plants and you know, what you can actually do with science. And then, of course, going to college and the master's and PhD, you have good mentors, good colleagues that are there helping you figure out what to do, you know, gain some knowledge. And so when I got the opportunity to be a mentor myself, you know, I really said this is a way that I can pay it forward to other students and kind of help them through that same process of figuring out what they want to do. Because I always laugh, you know, I advise a lot of undergraduate students, and you know, they come in from high school, they're 18 years old, and you sit them down and you say, well, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? And it's really hard for people to know at a young age what they want to do. And so I think as a mentor, I'm able to give them a lot of different perspectives and give them some insight about, okay, yeah, you're 18, you know, you probably don't really know what you want to do. You probably think you know what you want to do. And so let's get you some experiences to see, you know, do you really like this? Is this what your real interest or passion is? And kind of help them navigate that whole process so they really can find a career that they're passionate about and that they want to spend the rest of their, you know, career pursuing.
What are some challenges that young plant breeders face today that they didn't face when you were first starting out?
You know, I think one of the big challenges is, you know, technology is moving so rapidly that, you know, even when I look, so I've been out of my PhD program for about 9 years, and the techniques that I was using even 9 years ago are nearly obsolete now. You know, there's just a lot of new technology, and so that moves very rapidly, and so you have to really stay up on the literature, you have to stay up on the techniques. I mean, to be honest, there's things that some of my graduate students are doing that I understand, but I've never really done. You know, I've never sat down and wrote that computer program and hit the go button actually did the analysis, you know, and so they're getting to the point where, you know, they've even got some skill sets that, you know, I'm not 100% on. And so just that rapid technology movement. And then the other thing is, you know, there's a lot of different techniques that we can use now. And so really trying to be proficient in all of those, or trying to at least understand all of those and how they would fit into a breeding program, you know, kind of, you know, in the past, it was a lot just about phenotyping and walking through the field and, you know, looking with your eye, you know, and now we've got sensors and we've got drones and we can start looking at things like photosynthesis and canopy temperature, stuff that you can never visualize with your eye. You know, and then on top of that, you've got all the genomics and genotyping and selection, genomic selection. So, you know, there's just a lot of things that we have at our fingertips, and trying to figure out what's going to be useful, what's going to be beneficial in your program can be challenging.
I imagine in a lot of ways technology makes things a lot easier, though.
The hard part about that, though, is where do you start? Because, again, you've got somebody who's done the research and, you know, maybe it's a theoretical model. Oh, we did a genomic selection model and, you know, we did these, you know, theoretical applications and we were able to get very good predictions. Well, that's very different than actually going out and trying to figure out how to apply it into a real breeding program. So, you know, you read all these papers and you see this technology and it's great and you're excited about it, but then, you know, the work comes in, how do you translate that to an effective breeding program? You know, and there's sometimes that you work it and it works great and you are able to make some good gains, and there's some other times when, you know, you work it and it's just, you know, you're just like, wow, either the cost is too high or the time takes too long, or we just aren't getting good predictions, maybe across years. Like within year, it's really good, but when we try and look at it across years, we aren't getting a lot of correlation. And so that's kind of the challenging part. You know, so I always say I'm cautiously optimistic. You know, we get these new technologies and I'm really optimistic about it, but I also know that, you know, I got to do a little bit of work to see, is it really going to be effective in my program or not? You know, and that's not to say that if it doesn't work for me, it's not going to work for somebody else or for a different crop or something. It's just, you know, you got to figure out how to really put it into place in your own program. So, you know, that takes a little bit of time and resources, because you kind of have these side projects that, you know, aren't really the breeding, but it's the breeding methodology, you know. So I've got a trial that I grow every year that really its purpose is just to test out the new technology and will it actually work in this population while I got the rest of my breeding program on the side.
And finally, is there one piece of advice that you're offering to the young breeders here at NAPB this year?
You know, I tell them really to get as much experience as they can, because again, plant breeding is a pretty broad field. And so you got to figure out where your passion within that lies. You know, do you want to be the boots in the dirt, on the ground, out in the field, really, you know, doing the phenotyping and the visualizing of the plants, or is maybe your interest more on the statistical genomics side, where you really like that analysis and figuring out how to, you know, improve experimental designs and improve selection? Or, you know, there's just so many components of that. You know, I think an important thing is to get some different experience so you kind of understand, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. You know, we've had students that come in, you know, and they say, I want to be a plant breeder. And then a couple of years into it, they go, you know, that's fun, but where I've really found my passion is in, you know, statistics, or, you know, in, you know, UAVs or high throughput, you know. And so they kind of modify, they're still involved in plant breeding, but they kind of morph a little bit into more developing, you know, applications to plant breeding. And so that's great that they're able to kind of really find their passion. And, you know, that's kind of what I see as my goal as a mentor is to, you know, yeah, it would be great. Everyone would be a plant breeder, but we know that's not the case. And so my goal is really to help the students identify where their passion is, where they want to go, and get them going in that direction so that they can be happy and they can be successful.